Melanie Cole welcomes Dr. Holly Lucille and Mindful Medicine
on Radio MD.
So we're talking today about some of the words that we use in the healthcare field. And I'm using the word healthcare because that's sometimes what we call it. But are we using the right term? And we use the words complementary medicine and integrative medicine and alternative medicine and Western and Eastern. And all of these words have sort of their meaning, but do they really mean what they used to mean? Is that changing? Of course, with me today is Dr. Holly Lucille, licensed naturopathic doctor and nationally recognized really smart lady. So Dr. Holly, talking about healthcare, and I used the word purposely, but is that the word we should be using? Are we talking about integrative, complementary, alternative, all these different words?
Look, no. Okay, so I think this is going to help us a lot if we really, really pay attention. And, you know, I got to give a nod to John Weeks, PhD, Dr. Weeks. He writes prolifically about this industry, and, you know, he was the one that kind of stated Walter Cronkite, okay? The language that we're using, it just is crazy. Cronkite actually commented that America's healthcare system, and this is a quote, is neither healthy, caring, nor a system. And
wow.
I would have to agree.
Wow. Who said that, Walter Cronkite?
Yeah.
Dig him. Love him. Okay, go
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, he also went on to say, and it was in the Harvard Business Review, we must shift the focus from the volume and profitability of services provided, physicians' visits, hospitalizations, procedures, and tests, to the patient outcomes achieved. And if we so when we say healthcare system, or we're talking about the Affordable Healthcare Plan, or we're talking about healthcare in general, we actually need to put the care back in caring. I think that's extremely important to the people, because no, I don't think that our healthcare system is healthy. I don't think it's caring, and I don't think it's a system. I think it's for profit. And we need to change some of these things.
Well, I mean, and that was maybe originally the intent of the Affordable Care Act, which if our listeners want to hear anything more about, we have just such an amazing guest who talks about the ins and outs and how to sign up and just all kinds of interesting things on the front page of RadioMD.com. Ding, ding, ding. But Dr. Holly, as you say, we have to all look to our own best health advocacy. That's yeah. going to be the single most important thing. So what do we make of all of the different, you know, pushing and pulling in the chiropractic community, suing the AMA, and shouldn't we all be working together?
You know, I think that this is the season of collaboration. I think that we need to keep the people in mind. I think it's really important to understand and realize and remember that when somebody is going, because I think, that, Melanie, I think this is a service industry. I feel like I work in a service industry now. You might be familiar with that if, you know somebody who's a server at a restaurant and they're in a service industry. They're serving you. You know, they're waiting on you. But I believe very much what I do is part of the service industry. People that are coming to me on a regular basis, on a daily basis, is because they're not feeling well. They want to feel better. You know, I'm in a position where I get to partner with them and really help serve them for better health. And I think it's really important that we continue to focus on people and we pull this away from profit and really start calling it what it is, because, you know, it's a sick care system. You know, one of the things that I know have been a challenge for folks that have wanted to change this wording and wanted to change it is that there's no profit in wellness. You know, if you stay well, guess who loses out? It's big pharma. It's the big insurance companies. You know, if you stay well, forget about it. Wellness is not a huge industry. Being sick and staying sick and getting a medication and then also another medication to handle the side effects of the first medication, that's a lot of money.
It is. And you know what? You and I are sort of in the same field. You know, I'm an exercise physiologist, and prevention and training has always been my field for 30 years now. So people come to me when they just want to feel better, stronger, have more energy, you know, just get better in shape. So yeah, I'm right with you. And we are in the service business. I've always thought of it as the service business because we're serving the public and trying to help people to feel better. What do you think we can do to change the current state?
Well, I think I need to start using the right words. You know, seriously, John wrote that Mark Twain is said to have once remarked, "The difference between the right word and almost the right word is the difference between lightning and a lightning bug," which I love, you know. And so practice using appropriate language when you speak of health and disease and the medical industry that thrives around us despite and perhaps because of illness. I mean, seriously, you know, I've got to tell you, I have a new organization that I'm starting called Inherently You. And the reason that I'm starting it is because I am perplexed that we have all this amazing information on Radio MD and otherwise. I've got myself as a talking head out there lecturing, giving advice, being on YouTube. We've got so much great information out there, and then our chronic health issues continue to be on the rise. There is a gap there. There is a gap, and I want to get in that gap and help people really be well in here. Being, you know, I think that's really important. So people, it's going to have to be grassroots. Everybody has to correct their speech, all right? And it'll be a little small victory, but we nudge, you know, the path forward. Call it what it is. You know, I had a friend once, I was telling her, I'm like, I can't wait to see you. And she's like, well, you can hardly wait to see me. And I'm like, okay, well, that's more accurate, you know? And so it's like saying what you mean and meaning what you say. If you feel like you're getting good health care, call it health care. If you feel like you're in sick care, call it sick care. But make sure that we start changing, just a little victory, because we don't want to perpetuate this $3 trillion per year medical industry that is not delivering results.
Well, it's true. And you know what I'm finding that I like, because we do so many hospital shows here, Holly, and it's amazing, all the orthopods I'm talking to and the trainers and the athletic trainers and the chiropractors. And in my field particularly, we used to all be separate. Chiropractors were way over there and the orthopods were way over there because they were, you know, whatever. And the physical therapists and the people like me, we were kind of in the middle, taking a little bit from all. But now it seems that more and more, we're all coming together in this particular field. And I'm liking that. So I wish it would happen in more of the fields, because in the field of biomechanics, kinesiology, you know, the body, we are coming together.
Yes. And I do think that there's an era of collaboration. And I think that denotes quality healthcare, where there's whole system orientation. People are patient-centered. The family is involved, engages, you know, the causes, uses all the tools and practitioners without prejudice, routinely promotes and practices prevention, uses the least invasive options in a reasonable therapeutic order, does as little harm as possible, prepares one's mind and body for major interventions, and supports you afterwards, and supports healing. John Weeks writes that those are some of the characteristics of quality healthcare, and I would agree.
Wow, I absolutely would agree. And I love that we're all coming together, because I love when I see a physical therapist doing a manipulative technique or an orthopod recommending that you go to the chiropractor. I like this crossover because I feel it's giving us the best bang for our buck, as it were, and the best chance at looking to somebody who can help us truly feel better.
Yeah, you got that right.
So wrap it up for us in this healthcare world.
Well,
and bring in all those terms. Just give us a wrap up.
You know, I think it's part of that that mantra that I always have, is using your own mind. Like, hey, if you don't feel like you're in a healthcare system, and it's a word that's been thrown around to perpetuate this $3 trillion a year industry that a lot of people at the top get rich and people are not getting better. And Mel, if it was working, I'd be fine. I love to do a lot of different things, play the bass, grow food. You know, I'll just go off and do all that. It's not working. So let's get in there. Call it what it is. Say what you mean what you say. Use the right words. Have little victories for yourself. Be part of a grassroots movement that really pulls this path forward to folks supporting healing and true wellness.
Wow, that is absolutely so beautifully said. And of course, you're hearing Dr. Holly Lucille. She's on every single Tuesday at around 11:30 Central Time, 12:30 Eastern Time. You can hear her on Radio MD. And be sure and share her shows with your friends. I do it all the time. I send my friends links to the shows specifically that Dr. Holly's on, because they're always informative, always entertaining. And so be sure and share the shows with your friends. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.